This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tonight is the beginning of Ramadan. Muslims all over the world are going to spend the next 30 days fasting from dawn until dusk. But once the sun goes down, when families gather to break their fast, Ramadan brings something else, a tradition of television binge-watching. Marwan Kraidi is a professor of communications at the University of Pennsylvania. He studies Arab media. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Ramadan, the month of it, it is a television event in the Arab world, yes?
It's a huge television event. It's like the sweeps rolled into the Super Bowl extended over a full month.
Do advertising rates thus go up? I mean, is it a money-making opportunity? Not to be crass about it.
Advertising rates go up. At least they double. Sometimes they go up to like 160%. Advertising slots, instead of 20% of programs, become 30%. Everybody's paying more attention. Everybody wants to advertise there, and everybody has to pay more to do that.
Is it when does the television watching happen? Does it happen after dusk when families gather for the meal? Or, I mean, what are the logistics of it?
It typically happens late, after dusk. A family gather for the meal. They typically start eating, and then the television event begins. And primetime hours during Ramadan can extend into 2 a.m. So it's a very long stretch.
And what are you watching? I mean, is it everything, or is there a specific kind of programming?
Traditionally, comedy programming, variety and game programming dominated, particularly in Egypt. In Saudi Arabia, it used to be religious programs. Yeah. Nowadays, the single kind that dominates are television series, the so-called musalsalat. They typically last for the whole month. You get one episode every night. They can be of a historical nature. They can be romantic nature. And this year, there are depending on whom you ask, there are anywhere between 100 and 140 of these competing for the attention of 200 million viewers over a period of 30 days.
Tell me about this one that's out this year. It's called Black Crows, and the idea is that it involves Islamic State for the first time, and it's sort of taking on some contemporary issues.
Yes. So over the last few years, a lot of these programs have taken on contemporary issues. This is not the first one that tackles terrorism and jihadi issues in Arab societies, but it's the first one dedicated to Islamic State. It seems that it focuses on women living life under Islamic State. It's owned by Saudi Arabian interests, and what they're saying about this show, they're really defining it as an effort to fight Islamic State. So there's a very sort of political countering extremism element to it. It's not just entertainment.
Marwan Kraidi, he is a professor of communications at the University of Pennsylvania. His most recent book on the subject at hand is called The Naked Blogger of Cairo, Creative Insurgency in the Arab World. Marwan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.